Hi everyone, Dr. Will Horton here. First, a correction. Last e-zine I sent out, I had a missed date on the trainer's training, which is November 13th through the 17th here in beautiful Venice, Florida. In November, it's beautiful down here. The weather's great. And it's at a hotel called the Venezia Hotel. It's a very nice hotel, very reasonably priced. And for a lot of people, very important, near a lot of restaurants. So you can walk to restaurants, there's a grocery store, and each hotel room also has a small fridge and a microwave. So for those of us that like to eat healthy, that's there. Also at that hotel in the probably first part of December, I'm going to be offering a two-day neurolinguistic hypnosis class that will also be videotaping, and it will be available via a Zoom meeting, but that's what I'm recording on right now. Those of you that have talked to me or know that I do Zoom sessions, you can also do a Zoom meeting. So for people that want to do the training but can't get here at the time, you'll be able to do it remotely via Zoom. So it'll be much like this. And we'll be videotaping it. So then you'll get the copies of the recording, and that's how you'll actually complete it. But you can sort of be in the room live while we're doing it. We're testing some new technology and some new ideas. So if you're interested in coming live, please give us a call. But what I want to talk about is, why do you want to take these trainings? I just saw a really cool quote, and it was about, when a caterpillar thinks the world is ending, it's just about to become a butterfly. And so when you think about changes and things you want to change, something like the trainer's training can be very important because it takes your skills to the next level. They always say, if you really want to learn something, start to teach it. I know when I started to direct plays, not just be in plays, I learned more about it. When I started to help teach martial arts, I learned more about it. Of course, and in this world, when I started teaching NLP and hypnosis, that's when I learned a lot about it. Now, many people want to learn this to teach it actually in classroom settings, maybe teach a practitioner course for the National Guild of Hypnotists or the National Federation of Neurolinguistic Programming. But what many people take it for is just their skill set of giving a presentation. I know we're one of the only trainers trainings that spends an awful lot of time helping you develop your just platform skills on speaking. So if you're going to go speak to a civic organization or a group, you want to get your skill set to the elitist level, because even if you're not trying to sell them into your training, what if it's just to talk about your clinic, talk about your process, talk about what you're doing? It's how you say it, not just what you say. Too many times in trainers trainings, they spend all their time teaching you the material, not how to teach the material. There's a big difference, because when you look at the elite speakers and trainers, yes, they're experts in what they're teaching, but what separates someone that people want to go see, that they go back and go see and do it over and over again, is how they're presenting the information. Many people would argue, when you go see an Anthony Robbins, as we say, our dear friend Tony, a lot of it's been taught before, but he teaches it differently. It's the setup. It's the overall presentation of what he's teaching. And of course, the evidence is he packs big rooms and people come back over and over and over again. So you want to become that type of person. Now, I've been blessed to be one of the, I think there's six of us, maybe seven of us, that can actually train trainers for the National Guild of Hypnotists. And so I bring the unique NLP skill set to how to train this material. So what I want you to think about is, if you want to take your speaking to the next level, whether it's doing a basic hypnosis course or a basic NLP course, that's wonderful. But even if it's just you go to conferences and you want to move up so you're one of the best speakers at a conference, you need to learn how to give the platform skills, how to look at it much differently. We're also, I know that NFNLP, when we teach the trainer's training and I teach it, I break it down the same way a director and a producer would break down a play and or a movie, how to make it the presentation that you want. Not just the material, how do you present it? You know, no idea is new, but how do you present the idea? So if you take that analogy of like a play or like a movie, you know, it has acts, it has beats, it has moments. Very few people talk about that and how to do it, how to interject humor, how to use these kind of things in the information. This is what we'll be teaching at the NGH and NLP Trainers Training, November 13th through the 17th in beautiful Venice, Florida. So give us a call and sign up. Even if you just want to do both, then you will go through the National Gale. If you just interested in the NLP course, NLP Trainers Training, give us a call. Or if you're already a trainer for the National Guild of Hypnotists or NFNLP and you want to come back and review your skills, because I'm teaching a lot of new things here. I'm teaching some different aspects of trainers training that I've never taught before, because the more I learn, the more I learn. As I'm teaching, I'm learning, I'm taking other classes, I'm learning different things, I'm in different modalities, so I learn different things. So I'm bringing that to our trainers training. So that'll be November 13th through 17th. Don't hesitate. I haven't taught this class in a couple years. I'm not sure when I'll teach it live again. I'm always fascinated. People call me up. One person just called me up. It was the third time they've called and said, when are you teaching it the next time? And I don't know. If you're interested in doing something, you should do it now. Because in this last year, sadly, we've lost a lot of leaders in our fields, and fields of NLP and hypnosis, and they're not here anymore. So people have put off going to a training, maybe with the late Jerry Kine or Richard Hart or whoever it happened to be. They're never going to get that opportunity again. And sometimes people just retire. They go do something else. They get a different interest in their life, or they have a different focus and they want to do different things. I spent the last 2 years building a treatment program for addiction recovery, as most people know. So I've been doing this and training it in a different way. So now I'm bringing it back and getting to share some of the things I learned while I was doing all the research for that. So join us for the NGH and the NFNLP trainers training, and look for the exact dates of the neurolinguistic hypnosis course, which is going to be a 2-day course on hypnosis. And basically it's integrating NLP and hypnosis. The prerequisites for the neurolinguistic hypnosis course is basic and master NLP. I believe if you learn the NLP first, then you learn the hypnosis, it changes the whole dynamic. And so I'll be teaching, that course will be my version of how to do hypnosis and the most powerful ways to get people into formal trance, but also how to integrate the NLP and the hypnosis seamlessly so it flows in one flow thing. Because many times people first learn it, and one of the questions I get that I always makes me smile, because I know that they don't quite understand it, is they go, well, when do you use hypnosis and when do you use NLP? They haven't reached the level when they know that those two things are interchangeable. And if you can blend the two seamlessly, integrate them, true integrative hypnosis and neurolinguistics, it changes everything. And I'll be talking a little bit about what we're finding out about the neurological basis of what we do and how it uses with chemical, you know, the brain chemicals and things like that. And how we can use that research, like the difference between pleasure and happiness, and that's based in your neurochemical structure, and how and what we can do as practitioners. If you're going to teach people this stuff, you'll have a different insight. You won't just talk about hypnosis in general. You'll be able to give some different insight. And also, we hope to give people some several cool, really interesting topics that they can begin to take to conferences, or they can take to their local civic organizations, which will be totally different, and we'll get some action, if you want to call it that, get people interested. Like why we've confused happiness with pleasure based in your neurology, why it's led to an epidemic of addiction and an epidemic of unhappiness. And even when things are going well, people get more and more unhappy. Why is that? And there's a neurological basis for it. And we have the answer with hypnosis and NLP. So those are kind of some of the things we'll be talking about. So I look forward to seeing you as we trudge the road to happy destiny. I hope you join us, because the world needs the next level of trainers. You know, the training's changing. You know, newer people are coming in the field. It has to be different information presented in different ways. The world has changed. One of the interesting things is the current research says that the average attention span is much shorter than it's ever been. The guys that study internet marketing would tell you have 8 seconds to grasp someone's attention, like on the internet. Now, of course, what we're doing is not on the internet, but still, you have to realize our attention span has shortened. And then, even once you've got, if you can get their attention in the first few seconds, there's certain time breaks that you need to kind of be cognizant of, realizing people are going to lose their train of thought. Their mind's going to drift. And again, a good example of that would be, how many times you've been, you see two people talking and they'll have a really intimate conversation and you can begin to track my experiment to you. You could track, let's say you're watching some people at Starbucks carrying a conversation and they're really into it and this and this. How long is it before one, I don't have my cell phone, before one looks down at their cell phone? Right? Even if they didn't get a, you know, if you could see it light up like they got a text or something, but they'll just check it, right? And just think, you're dealing with that kind of stuff all the time, especially as a trainer, as a speaker. You know, if you understand that, if you're going to give a talk at like the at a civic organization, you need to realize you have a few seconds to grasp their attention. There, you have these time breaks that you better be cognizant of, that you better make it interesting so they're not checking out, because this may get their attention and it will never come back there. So anyway, we'll be talking about things like that and having some fun. So I look forward to seeing you as we do this. And I really hope you join us for the NGH NLP Trainers Training in Venice, Florida, and then the Neuro-Linguistic Hypnosis course, the integrative hypnosis aspect of what we do. So I'll talk to you soon and have a great day. And get a hold of us at nfnlp@aol.com. Give us a call at 941-408-8551, and we'll get back to you with the information that you need. Thank you, and have a great day.